Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Gideon, the least of them, now turned into a valiant warrior by God, is about to attack the enemy with only trumpets and water jars? The odds of winning this battle against a massive army armed with sword and spear is non-existent. Come find out how the skirmish is going to turn out. After hearing the enemy soldiers talking about their dreams, Gideon took the time to bow down and worship his God, the God of Israel. He returned to his camp of 300 men and divided them into three companies. For weapons, he gave them each a large clay jar, a trumpet, and a torch. He told his men that they were attacking tonight and the Lord has delivered these armies into their hands. Gideon positioned each of his companies so that the army would be surrounded on three sides, with each man being armed with only a trumpet and a clay jar. They put their torches in the jars so that the companies of men could not be seen from the valley. At the signal, the men broke the jars and blew the trumpets, shouting, "A sword for the Lord and a sword for Gideon!" They blew these trumpets, crying out repeatedly, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon!" In the valley, the Midianites and the Amalekites' armies woke with a startled and confused. They drew their swords and started fighting each other in the confusion. By the time Gideon's men arrived down in the camp, there were bodies everywhere. Anyone who had survived the massacre fled from the camp towards a river. Gideon sent word to the nearby communities to send out their fighting men to pursue these fleeing soldiers. The enemy camp is littered with dead soldiers, with the survivors on the run. It is clear the hand of God has delivered the Midianites and the Amalekites into the hands of Gideon without a fight. More like self-destruction. What will happen to the rest of the men who are on the run? Well, you'll have to come back for the rest of the story. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.